Greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, ni hao, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee, kurup, guten tag, half the day, jiao, wi, viva, ket, bang, jai, janendra, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Kilitary Industrial Poor Nation, in the cheese-covered post-constitutional bankster-bankrupt corruptocracy-mocracy-criminocracy of the United States of Listeria, home of Uncle Sam Manella, where the Wall Street-backed corporate diet of death is shoved down your throat. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and my campaign promise to you is no talking about Mitt Romney, right? Aren't we? Haven't we had enough, right? So, and since that's a campaign promise, first off, on today's show, you know that Mitt Romney, I mean, come on. All this week he was saying how there were times in his life when he was afraid that he was going to get a pink slip. Well, what he didn't tell you was that, he was afraid that his order from Victoria's Secret was going to get mixed up, and he was scared that he was going to be shipped the wrong item, you know, he wouldn't get the purple thong bikini, which his pollsters told him would actually help him get the vote from the log cabin Republicans, Republicans. You know, Mitt knows every vote counts, and are you familiar with the log cabin Republicans? They are gay Republicans. I know it's hard to believe that there would be members of the party, well, who obviously don't approve of themselves or their rights. It's kind of like, you know, staunch animal rights activists who support the Humane Society of the United States and certified humane meat. Huh? Humane meat, log cabin Republicans, what concepts? Ah, but Mitt knows every vote counts, so anti-gay Mitt doesn't want to make the fashion faux pas and have his pink slip show. It might hurt him from getting a mandate in the election. And just a joke, Mitt, in case you do become in charge of indefinite military detention. Just a joke. You have a very fine, manly family there, all those sons. Come on, Mitt, tell the truth. You got them from Rent and Osmond, didn't you? And all those, you know, all-American names, Mitt, you know, like bat, ball, bass, cap, apple pie? Huh. Well, I do have to admit, a much better image than the previous Republicon family that occupied the White House, the Bush family and those daughters, right? What were their names? Tangeray and Bacardi or something? You know, but Mitt Romney is a drinker, too, of a very dangerous substance. That is chocolate-flavored cow's milk. And I do not vote for people who do not know how to feed themselves or their children, all those Osmond sons there. I mean, who does Mitt think he is, right? A Republican or a baby cow? Or does he think his mother is a cow? And if so, look at how he treats his mother. He eats her. As Mitt has been seen chomping down burgers from Kills Jr., Mitt seems to like flesh-eating at Kills Jr., giving thumbs up to its jalapeno chicken sandwich. He's also a connoisseur of the Subway corpse sandwich. So with all the animal fat clogging blood flow to the brain, I don't think Mitt's judgment can really be trusted. He's a casomorphin addict. You know, that's the morphine-like substance in dairy. So we're going to give the nuclear trigger the right to assassinate, the decisions on indefinite military detention to a brain-impeded casomorphin addict. And by the way, if we weren't a nation of brain-impeded casomorphin addicts, perhaps we'd recognize what's going on in the world around us, huh? fact, global warming being caused by the consumption of that chocolate cow's milk. Yes, Mitt is to blame. We are what we eat, right? You are what you eat. So, indefinite detention? You are what you eat. Terror, violence, killing? You are what you eat. The animals are all unjustly born into indefinite detention under the constant fear of annihilation. You are what you eat. This week, all the worldwide demonstrations commemorating the 11th anniversary of Guantanamo, torturous indefinite detention, and you are what you eat. Guantanamo, or Auschwitz. I often travel between Los Angeles and San Francisco on Interstate 5, on the east side of Interstate 5. There's Harris Ranch near Fresno. Harris Ranch Beef Company, California's largest fed cattle processor. Processor, that sounds very Auschwitz-like, doesn't it? Produces 200,000, I'm sorry, 200 million pounds of beef per year. 200 million pounds of beef. A fifth of a billion pounds of barf. I mean, beef. So how many innocent victims are lost right there, huh? That ranch is the largest cattle feeder in California, 14th largest in the country, with 70,000 to 100,000 cows on site at any given moment. Harris Ranch feeds a third of all the cows murdered in California. It's where those poor, innocent, death row animals spend their last days, standing deep in excrement, in the stench of human cruelty, in total injustice. Ooh, and that's the beginning of your food there, Mitt. Your Kills Jr. hamburger starts right there in the stench of 100,000 toilets. What an extremist diet, huh? This diet of concentration camp victims. So, a communique was received by the North American Animal Liberation Press Office announcing that, quote, at about 3:40 a.m. on Sunday, January 8th, 14 cattle trucks caught fire at the Harris Feeding Company in Coalinga, California. Holy cow, did global warming set those trucks on fire, or what? The communique continues, quote, containers of accelerant were placed below a row of 14 trucks with four digital timers used to light four of the containers and kerosene-soaked rope carrying the fire to the other 10, a tactic adapted from Home Alone 2. The communique continues, we're not delusional enough to believe that this action will shut down the Harris Feeding Company, let alone have any effect on factory farming as a whole, but we maintain that this type of action still has worth, if not solely for the participants' peace of mind, then to show that despite guards, a constant worker presence, and razor wire fence, the enemy is still vulnerable. Well, that's interesting, huh? Oh, so first, let me make one thing perfectly clear. I have never seen Home Alone 2. I don't have a ski mask. I don't even have a Bic lighter and digital timer. Well, I haven't figured out the alarm clock on the iPhone yet, you know. But I do have a radio show, and if I could use it to shut down Harris Ranch, I certainly would. But only you can shut down this concentration camp, this cow-centration camp. It's your consumer demand for a constant diet of concentration camp victims that keeps Harris Ranch in business. 70,000 to 100,000 victims on site any given moment. You can't drive past Harris Ranch and not think that it is a concentration camp. Auschwitz, Guantanamo. You are what you eat. You eat torture and unjustifiable imprisonment. You get Guantanamo. You get Auschwitz. Theodor Adorno, the German philosopher, said, quote, Auschwitz begins whenever someone looks at a slaughterhouse and thinks they're only animals. Well, have you ever driven past Harris Ranch and thought they're only animals? The Nobel Prize-winning Jewish author Isaac Bashevis Singer said, quote, in his writings, quote, "What do they know, all these scholars, all these philosophers, all the leaders of the world, about such as you? They have convinced themselves that man, the worst transgressor of all species, is the crown of creation. All other creatures were created merely to provide him with food, pelts, to be tormented, exterminated. In relation to them, all people are Nazis. For the animals, it is an eternal Treblinka." Singer also wrote, "In their behavior toward creatures, all men are Nazis. Human beings see oppression vividly when they are the victims. Otherwise, they victimize blindly and without thought. The smugness with which man could do with other species as he pleased exemplified the most extreme racist theories, the principle that might is right." And he also wrote, "But what about the creatures whose flesh he's carrying there? A few days ago, they were alive. They too have souls. They too are God's children. They were quite possibly made of better material than human beings. Since they were sinless, they were certainly more innocent. But day after day, they are ritually sacrificed. Angels in the shape of oxen, calves, sheep." Back in the day of the concentration camps of Adorno's time, in the time of Isaac Bashevis Singer, well, the thought must have been they're only Jews, right? The participants could rationalize that they were just following orders, right? And I did see some talking heads on the network saying, well, you know, what if Guantanamo were a prison for Christians and Jews? Would it still be open? But the attitude today, the racist attitude, is they're only Muslims. And the attitude about Harris Ranch is they're only animals, huh? And we're all just following orders from butcher to meat eater, just following orders. The orders from Ronald McDevil line up, tells you where to eat or whom to eat. You're just following orders from Murder King, Kills Jr., right? Even the brilliant Mitt Romney, following orders, heading right into Kills Jr. We get our orders from Wendy's and Jack the Ripper in a Box. They all tell you whom to eat. May I take your order? So yes, I'll take a concentration camp murder victim sandwich, please. Or shall we shut down these operations? You know it's morally right to do so. And the only way we can do it is by going vegan. What a powerful action that is, to go vegan and say no to the violence like that. The most powerful, most peaceful action you can take. Vegan power. Today's show is dedicated to vegan power. It's the power that can set the animals free. It can set you free. It can save your children. It can heal the planet. And also, it can build muscle. Today we have the first ever vegan bodybuilding champion, Kenneth G. Williams, the green one. He and others were just featured in a New York Times article on vegan bodybuilding. And we'll ask Kenneth what he thought about that article. Later in the program, an unlikely bodybuilder, yet he's going to compete for top male physique at Muscle Beach in Venice, California in the very near future. Very amazing accomplishment, considering that not long ago, Mark Eisenhart was a sickly, blubbery 455-pound blob. So that's a fascinating story. This is our 11th year on the air, and we stay on the air, buying the airtime only if you support us with a tax-deductible donation. You can support us by making a check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. We really need your help staying on the air in this economy. You are begged all the time by Pacifica, KPFK, KPFA, NPR, all of them, none of them with animal rights, vegan programming. This is it, and we need your help to stay on the air. You can also advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products and services. Email bob@goveganradio.com. And for archives and podcasts and to donate online, it's goveganradio.com.
Vegans are number one at number two. Meat makes you constipated.
Here's an easy way to create more delicious, healthful, and affordable meals. Visit recipefactory.net, where you can analyze existing recipes or create new ones, customized to use or avoid specific ingredients, meet your dietary, aesthetic, and budget requirements, check complete protein, inflammation, and glycemic load, create food and meal substitutes, upload your recipe creations, and download others. Visit recipefactory.net. Create at recipefactory.net.
You'll love Loving Hut, the fastest growing chain of vegan restaurants ever, now with over 200 worldwide. The first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane. Stanford students and faculty have one at 165 University Avenue in Palo Alto. Visit lovinghut.us for the location near you, including three in San Francisco, Oak Ridge Mall in San Jose, and Elk Grove. You'll love Loving Hut. Visit lovinghut.us.
McDonald's, yuck.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. Animal Liberation Media Infiltration now for 11 years. This month we hit our 11th anniversary, and we do buy airtime every week, so please help with a tax-deductible donation. Donate online at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio, P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. We need your help to stay on the air, to keep going, and to keep growing. You can advertise your vegan products too. Email me. It's bob@goveganradio.com. Today we celebrate vegan power. A little bit later on the program, we have today, vegan bodybuilders who are guests. Mark Eisenhart will be coming up later in the program, a very unlikely candidate to be competing in Muscle Beach, Venice, California, for male physique, considering he was 455 flubbery, buttery pounds just a couple of years ago. So we'll hear his amazing story. And my first guest today, perhaps we might have expected this to be more in line with his lifestyle, being a professional athlete in his life, a professional football player, and my very good friend Kenneth G. Williams, the green one, who is the first vegan bodybuilding champion in America and perhaps the world. The healthy world of veganism, vegans in sport and bodybuilding, celebrated this month in a New York Times article entitled Sculptured by Weight and a Strict Vegan Diet by Mary Pilon. It focused on a number of vegan bodybuilders, including Kenneth T. Williams. And I look under the Kenneth's picture here. It says, a vegan who has taken on the traditional bodybuilders and won. So welcome back to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. How are you, Kenneth?
Oh, wow. I'm very well, Bob. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Yeah. So tell our audience what that means. How did you take on traditional bodybuilders? What did you win?
Well, back in 2003, 2004, I was in the Natural Olympia and finished third out of 200 competitors. But before that, I won the Sacramento Bodybuilding Championship. And that right there made me America's first vegan bodybuilder, perhaps the world's first to ever accomplish that feat.
Mm. Now, this isn't you. It wasn't a competition of vegan bodybuilders. It wasn't like little pasty, skinny white kids who are, you know, at the Apple store right now or whatever. This was
No. These were actual bodybuilders who eat meat, dairy, processed foods, and so on and so forth. Some have taken drugs in the past, you know, but this is a natural bodybuilding competition.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, and what they do is they test you to see if you have any drugs in your system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was going up against people like that.
Mm-hmm. So you are leading the way. You're the first vegan champion bodybuilder, and the and the Natural Olympia is very prestigious. Also,
the Natural Olympia is very. I was so honored to be invited, you know, to even be a part of the Natural Olympic bodybuilding team. You actually have to win some competitions, so you just can't show up and say, all because I'm a bodybuilder and I'm in shape, I'm on the Natural Olympia team. Because when you get there, you actually have to win maybe one or two competitions, finish in the top three, to even be to even get your paper to say, okay, the next step, let's go to the championship, and then from there we'll pick our team.
And you placed very high in the Natural Olympia also, didn't you?
Yes, I placed third.
Third.
Among
hundreds, 37 countries participating.
Yes. Yes.
A vegan? But how do you do that without, don't bodybuilders have to have chicken and whey? Aren't those the main?
Well, that's how people look at it. You know, the masses look at it that way, you know. And when I came along and totally destroyed that myth, so now people are scratching their heads and they're going, well, wait a minute now. I didn't know that you can even do this.
Right. So, you know, they say no way, but now they mean no way, no W-H-E-Y.
Right.
So, and you're training now, right?
I'm training now for the 2012 or the 2013. I'm not quite sure because I have a lot of work to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
now
we see
in the world of athletes, John Sally is vegan. Mike Tyson has become vegan. The UFC champion fighter, Mac Danzig, fighter is vegan. The Williams sisters both just went vegan because of health concerns. So,
you know, that is so cool. I mean, I love hearing that. Now, we also need to understand this, you know, why it's going into the mainstream now. I mean, a lot of people don't even know why athletes are really taking this now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's because of three things, you know, for a nation, you know, to change its health, three things have to be in stone, you know, and now it's in stone. So now it's no excuse now.
Mm-hmm.
So the three things is vegan, you know, and where'd that word come from and who did it, which is Donald Watson. Right.
Mm.
Now you have the endurance athlete, which was Carl Lewis. Now, I know when I mention that name, Carl Lewis, a lot of people say that he's not a vegan. Well, let's back it up. In 1984, when he was training for the Olympics, he was a vegan. That's a fact.
Mm.
You know, he won 5 gold medals. Okay, that's endurance. So now let's go to building. Now, in 2004, and building. So now those three things are in stone. So now people have no excuse now.
Wait, what do we have? Strength and endurance, and is that what you're...
Right. You have to have endurance. Mm-hmm. Endurance is king. So when you mention the Williams sisters, when you mention John Sally, the Scott Jurek, I think.
Yep, sure. Right.
When you mention, what's the other guy's name? Oh my goodness, I cannot think of his name.
In what sport?
Actually in endurance. He's a triathlete. Brendan Brazier.
Sure, yes.
Uh-huh. You know, that is endurance.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? So now let's move on to building. And that was always the myth.
Building muscle.
You know this.
You're saying building muscle.
That's right.
Yeah.
The myth was always you can't build muscle on this lifestyle. That was a thorn in the vegetarian lifestyle and in the vegan lifestyle. That was the big thorn. So when I stepped on stage and destroyed that myth, now all the scientists now who study this stuff can say it can be done. All the doctors who are vegans who had problems saying that you can do this, now you really can because now the proof is there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
George LaRocque also, National Hockey League player, vegan too.
Right.
The Yankees have a pitcher who's vegan. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just
all over the place.
Everybody's going vegan, and we could have taken that lesson in nature too. You know, because
absolutely,
we see the biggest, strongest, fastest animals are all vegan. Kenneth, gosh, time is flying by. I'm just wondering, give people an idea. You as a vegan athlete, what do you eat?
I eat the six main things: fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, grains, and beans.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vegan lifestyle in a whole right there, as far as when it has to do with eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, and also, what have you been up to lately? Are you doing some acting, I understand?
Oh, yeah, man. That came, wow, that was a blessing in disguise, you know. I met a producer by the name of Darcel Walker, who wrote, produced, directed Bamboo Dreams. And he gave me a call one day out of the blue and said, hey, I got something for you, but before you do it, I want to take a couple of acting classes. So I took some acting classes, and then I auditioned for it and got the part. So
excellent.
Now I'm in a web series called Bamboo Dreams. I play a character by the name of Geo, which is actually Green One, but if you say Geo, then, you know, it's the Green One, but it's Geo. Everybody calls me Geo.
Mm-hmm.
And I play the star of the show is James Diamond Williams, and I play his cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what it is rob the rich and give to the poor. So I don't want to go into great detail. I don't want to give it all away, anything like that. But
go take money from McDonald's and give it to Go Vegan Radio. I think that's...
You know what? I'm down with that. I'm down with putting on a hoodie and going doing that. And putting that. And
yeah.
I'm also working on my book, you know. About a year ago, I got a contract to write a book. And I wrote the book and I finished it. But I didn't like it, you know, and so I called the guys and I asked them just to shelf me and let me go back and do some work on it.
Mm-hmm.
I had two people working with me on the book, which you may know, Matt Thomas.
Sure.
He was helping me out with the book as well. And James McCaffrey, my very good friend, may he rest in peace.
Yes.
To let you guys know, every picture that you've ever seen of me, maybe except for maybe two or three, but all the cool pictures and posters and billboards and all those great things that I've done in the past, James McCaffrey was a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
very talented, very talented artist and photographer, yes, and graphic designer, and really missed, dedicated to the animals, really put his art on their behalf, which was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can honestly say that was my actual first real friend I've ever had. You know, someone who I used to go over his house. He used to open his door for me. I'd go in his house, and we sit and we chop it up, man. I tell him everything about me. He was just that type of guy that you can just open up to.
I thought you said I was your first real friend. I don't
know. Well, I mean you are too, but I see him more.
Right.
James more than you, because you're a busy man. You know, you're all over the planet, man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
So I just want to thank your listeners, you know, for supporting you.
Tell them to send some money to Go Vegan Radio. Tell them.
please, listeners all over the world, help my good friend Bob out, you know.
We pay for the airtime. We pay for the airtime.
That's right.
You know.
I mean, people need to step up now. I mean, everybody, you know, should be concerned about saving the planet. Everybody should be concerned about that now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Know, and
it makes so you save your health and the children too. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So we have maybe half a minute left. If there's anything you wanted to mention that we didn't address, or any way of contacting you or avoiding you, or you know, like.
No. Well, actually, a lot of people think that I'm still in the East Coast. You know, I spent a lot of time over in the East Coast, but now I am living, I'm actually about to move to Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually right now in Vallejo.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But since the acting job is in Oakland, so I'm going to be moving to Oakland really soon.
Okay, all right. We'll be hanging out in Oakland again soon. There are a few
Absolutely.
Really good vegan restaurants in Oakland, you know, so it's...
Yes. I would love to go check out Supreme Master Ching Kai's restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the Golden Lotus there.
We'll go to Soli
Vegan, and we'll go to No Worries, and we'll...
we'll hit them all up.
We'll hit them all. We definitely have appetites. We're herbivores, and we love to eat, you know, so...
Absolutely.
And you have to, feed that vegan muscle power, so... all right, Kenneth, thanks for being with us today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Much success to you, and we'll keep looking for you to win that next title.
Yes, this time I'm going to win the whole thing. That is the goal, to win the whole entire show.
Okay. And we say way, W-A-Y, and no way, no, W-A-T-Y, but way, W-A-Y. Thanks, Kevin.
Yes, you're welcome, Bob.
Cows, pigs, and chickens don't want to be food.
Do you know the way to eat in San Jose? A special treat, no meat in San Jose. It's Vegetarian House Organic Vegan Restaurant, 520 East Santa Clara Street, downtown San Jose. Vegetarian House, a world-class dining experience since 1994, featuring fine cuisine from around the world. Vietnam, China, Thailand, India, Europe, the Middle East, and the Americas. Made from local organic GMO-free ingredients. Sauces, bean curd, and noodles made in-house. Powered by rooftop solar panels, Vegetarian House, concerned with the environment, compassion for animals, and your health, offers to-go packaging that's biodegradable and compostable. See the extensive menu at vegetarianhouse.us, including appetizers, soup, salad, sandwiches, dazzling desserts, organic fruit and vegetable juices. Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara Street, San Jose. Catering available. Open for weekday lunch specials from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., dinner 5 to 9, Saturday and Sunday 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Call 408-292-3798, vegetarianhouse.us.
I'm a vegan because meat hurts animals.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, broadcasting now for 11 years. How do we do it?
With your support, your tax-deductible donations, you can donate online, goveganradio.com, where you have information on how you can send us a check, too, so we can pay for the airtime and bring you this program. And today, it is Vegan Power. Yes, with our world champion bodybuilder Kenneth G. Williams on the show, and my next guest, who probably didn't expect to be competing in a bodybuilding contest coming up on Muscle Beach at Muscle Beach in Venice, California soon. Mark Eisenhart should be an inspiration to you if your New Year's resolution is better health. Well, my next guest, Mark Eisenhart, is healthy now, but he certainly wasn't. And in fact, you might think he's risen from the dead, considering where his health was not that long ago. So welcome to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Mark, how are you?
Bob, thanks so much for having me. I'm doing great. I really appreciate being here, and I want to say thanks to all the folks here at the space on Beaverton Hillsdale Highway in Beaverton, Oregon, where we're broadcasting from the studio. And thanks for having me, and thanks to my dad, my mom, and my sister. I'm doing great today. How are you?
Excellent. So Mark is now an actor, a model, a motivational speaker, a writer, an athlete. Well, a while back you weren't in such good health. And what were your conditions?
Well, Bob, 2 years ago I watched my dad beat cancer to die of liver disease and ran my life into the ground. One of the things that I talk about in the book that I wrote is that on November 29th of 2009, I died and it nearly killed me. I got up to 455 pounds and had 20 different things wrong with me, Bob, 20 different states of disease, diabetes.
You were 455 pounds?
455 pounds.
And how did you get to that weight? What was
it was in large part, I mean, a self-sabotaging lifestyle. I was eating in large part my drug of choice, although I did have a short-term history of substance abuse there towards the end when things got really ugly with my dad. But I was feeling powerless over the fact that my dad, my hero, my best friend, and my true north was dying. In front of me, and there was nothing I could do about it. And I was, overeating and binge eating and doing anything I could to distract myself from what was going on in my body and from my emotional and physical body and what was going on with my dad and my unwillingness to be there and be present with my dad. So I ran my life into the ground. I had diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and 90% loss of feeling in both feet from diabetic neuropathy, eating disorder, a 25% loss of hearing in my left ear, a 15% loss in my right. I had stopped living and started dying, Bob.
And that was the typical diet of meat and dairy adding to that?
I'm sorry, Bob, could you repeat the question?
Yes, so your diet generally at that point was the standard American diet of meat and dairy?
Yes, absolutely. And, a lot of processed foods, convenience foods, fast foods, a lot of white starches, white sugar, white pasta. Dairy certainly was included in that, absolutely. And the ever ubiquitous high fructose corn syrup showing up in various shapes and forms in my diet.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So what was rock bottom for you? What happened?
Well, as I said, on the 29th of November, the floor fell through, and after I had pushed through the initial shock and awe of the fact that my dad was gone and I was never going to see him again, I was hospitalized. And I just decided on the 11th of December that there was nothing more important than getting and staying healthy. It was only a matter of time before I had a massive heart attack. And I felt like I owed it to myself, to my parents, to my dad, to my family, to my friends. And I made a commitment in that point to do one of two things. I was going to make getting and staying healthy my highest priority in my full-time job, or I was going to die trying. Because it was only a matter of time before I died anyway. I was at such risk for, heart disease. And so I decided to make getting and staying healthy my full-time job and my highest priority, Bob. And in 1 year, I lost 215 pounds and wiped out all 20 states of disease cold. Not the symptoms, Bob. The diseases are gone.
Wow.
I'm healthier than I have been at any other time in my life.
Holy cow. So you're at 455 pounds, and you make a decision to be healthy, and you you lose 215 pounds and 20 states of disease. And so how did you do that?
Well, you know, it was a couple of things. It was a process. Every day was different, obviously. But the single most important thing that I did is what the Buddha did, Bob. I sat down in the chair and did absolutely nothing but breathe. I got comfortable with being uncomfortable for the very first time in my life. Instead of springing out of that chair and engaging in all kinds of behaviors that were designed to distract me from what was going on in my emotional and physical body. And then I kept doing it over and over and over and over and over again. I did the work of the interior, Bob. In other words, I got to the subconscious mind. I got to the behavioral problem, and I dealt with all the issues that I hadn't dealt with at other times in my life when I had made similar attempts to get healthy. This time, because I went all in, I had to do the work of the interior, and I had to deal with the subconscious mind and the behavioral stuff. Then, of course, would read books about the power of positive thinking, positive affirmations, visualizations, and then made lifestyle changes, obviously, over time, and then drastic changes in my diet in stages over time. First thing I did, obviously, was take the white starches, white sugar, white pasta, white bread out of my diet, the high fructose corn syrup out of my diet. I was still eating meat and fish at that time, so I transitioned to grass-fed, free-range meat and organic farm-raised fish and wild-caught fish. But then it became readily apparent to me that really, in order to be as healthy as I wanted to be, I needed to go with a plant-based diet. So,
how did that revelation come to you that that you did need to go vegan to be healthy?
Bob, I heard the second part of that, but can you repeat the first part?
Yes. So you're making this transition, but how did it become apparent to you that you had to go vegan to be healthy? How did you learn about it, or what motivated you move to that?
Meditation was then and still is at the core of how I've been able to manifest this transformation. So I would start and end every day in meditation and quiet my mind, and I would get do research and get guidance to do research on the benefits of a plant-based diet, read books on and do stuff online, do internet research on the benefits of the E3 diet and the whole foods diet and the vegan lifestyle. And it just became readily apparent to me from my own experimenting with that diet, I was seeing results. I was getting proof. I had more energy than I did when I was, a teenager. I felt fantastic. My attitude changed. And for the very first time in my life, I had a positive and healthy emotional relationship with food, instead of an unhealthy one, because now I was eating to nurture myself instead of abuse myself, which is what I was doing before. And those foods lend themselves, obviously, to being the most nutrient-dense foods available, rich with phytochemicals and antioxidants. And the proof was in how I felt every day. The more that I transitioned to a plant-based diet and weaned off the other stuff, the more energy I had, the better I felt. My moods changed, my blood sugar stabilized. And it just became readily apparent to me that it was working.
Mm-hmm. You know, and what foods were you eating? What foods did you move toward, and what was working for you? What were you eating?
Well, greens, obviously, then were and still are at the core of my diet, a staple in my diet. Things like chard, kale, spinach, arugula. I keep joking around and saying I'm going to get shirts made that say I dream in kale, because that, instead of I dream in color, because that's such a staple in my diet. I eat a lot of sprouted lentils and mung beans and quinoa and nuts and a lot of organic fruits and vegetables, obviously, at the core of my diet still. A lot of smoothies I make with products like raw cacao and maca and superfoods. At some point in that transition, I started doing a lot of research on the benefits of raw and vegan superfoods, and eventually went gluten-free. I'm actually now working with a functional nutritionist here in Portland called Andrea Nakayama. That's her website is Replenish PDX, and just started seeing the benefits not only of a plant-based diet, but of raw and vegan superfoods with companies like Health Force Nutritionals and Sun Warrior. And these are therapeutic-grade superfoods. I actually like to call them smart foods, because what I noticed right away, Bob, was not only more energy and improvements in my metabolism speeding up, but massive, drastic improvements in my concentration, memory, focus, you know, mental acuity, all that stuff. I mean, it's just amazing. I believe that changing what you eat changes who you are, Bob, and that's the title of the book that I'm working on right now, and I'm proof that that's the case because my whole life changed.
That's truly amazing and inspirational. We're talking to Mark Eisenhardt. His website is Get Empowered Now. Get Empowered, empowered with an I, getempowerednow.com. We have maybe a couple of minutes left, Mark, and so there you are. You went from 455 pounds, and you'll be competing soon in Venice Beach in a bodybuilding competition.
That's right. I'm training to compete in men's physique on Muscle Beach in Venice, Memorial Day of 2012, as a raw and vegan-sponsored athlete. And I'm pursuing my career as an actor, model, motivational speaker, writer, adapting the book that I wrote about this experience for film and working on book two. You know, I want to stress, too, that so much of what's been an integral part of this transformation is not only the foods that I eat, but the fluids that I drink. Volcanic minerals, which you'll find out more information on my website, and thanks for plugging that, which is www.getempowerednow.com. Kangen water and volcanic water are staples in my diet now. They're high pH waters that are rich with antioxidants. They've been an integral part of that transformation and healing that I've been able to manifest. And so I want to just say thank you to you, Bob, and to all the people that continue to support me. You know, I'm doing my training at the Twist Sports Conditioning Center here in Portland. I want to thank all them, Josh Hunt, my coach, and all my sponsors. I want to thank Empower Health and Fitness, LA Fitness, Sun Warrior, which I'm a brand ambassador for now. I'm also an advocate for a youth empowerment program called MKU Athletics. The folks at the Feel Good World here in Portland are doing amazing things with meal preparation and meal planning for live foods and raw foods. There's so many sponsors, so many businesses that are supporting me. If you go to my website and click on the sponsorship page, you can find information about GTS Kombucha, E3 Live, Foods Alive, Sun Warrior, Superfood Snacks, Raw Superfood Mix, Volcanic. So grateful to be working with my life coach, Kim Bell. You can find information on my website about her, too. And just really looking forward to paying this message forward, Bob, in as many ways as I can. I believe that what worked for me can work for other people, and I encourage people to just reach out to me in whatever way you feel so inclined. My goal, the intention that I'm holding, Bob, is to make the kind of foods that I'm eating available to everybody. You know, I believe that changing what you eat changes who you are. I'm proof that that works. And I look forward to the day that everybody enjoys the abundant, prosperous, healthy, vibrant life that I have, because I believe it's our God-given birthright. And I believe that we change the food supply, we change the world. And, you know, there's just too many animals out there that are being put in harm's way just for no good reason at all, Bob, and it just breaks my heart. So I just want to say thanks to you and to my mom, my sister, and my dad, all my sponsors, to the folks here at the space, to my coach at the Twist Sports Conditioning Center, Josh Hunt, to my life coach, Kim Bell, to Chris at Volcanic, and everybody else that continues to support me.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, it's an inspirational story. If you can do it at 455 pounds, Mark, with 20 states of disease, you know, I suggest people look into what your path was. And again, the website is Get Empowered Now. Get Empowered with an I, getempowerednow.com. Mark Eisenhardt, thanks for being with us today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Thanks so much, Bob. And if we have time, I just want to mention, too, I'm actually going to be speaking at LA Fitness Lloyd Center on the 31st of this month in Portland, Oregon, and at Euphoria Loves Revolution on the 2nd of February down in Santa Monica. Thanks so much for having me, Bob. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Be well.
Still eating meat? How 20th century?
Sweet Lemon Vegan Bistro in Portland is so popular, it's had to expand its seating. Find out for yourself why Sweet Lemon rates such rave reviews for its 100% vegan, Asian, and American fusion creative cuisine. Some dishes found nowhere else. See the menu at sweetlemonveggiebistro.com. Catering trays, vegan cakes, and delivery are available. Sweet Lemon in the Bethany Village Center, 4888 Northwest Bethany Boulevard. Call 503-617-1419. Sweet Lemon Vegan Bistro.
This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Go Vegan with Bob Linden, GoVeganRadio.com. Next week, a very important program. At least you would think so if you were a horse. The subject, the controversial issue of horse slaughter in the U.S. Horses consumed by humans. Who would eat horses? That's as gross as eating a cow, a pig, a chicken. My guests next week will be the Barbie twins and Chris Hyde of the Animal Welfare Institute. Horse slaughter next week on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And do horses deserve a voice in mainstream media? Do cows, pigs, chickens? Do dogs and elephants? Do snakes and mice? All species. This is the way to support them, a donation to Go Vegan Radio. You make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. We need your help to stay on the air and to keep going and growing. If you received a cookbook as a gift over the holidays, I should warn you about some of them. The Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine has named the five unhealthiest cookbooks of 2011. Coming in at number five, the Neely Celebration Cookbook, a high-fat heart disease risk right there. Number four, the Cook's Illustrated Cookbook featuring carcinogenic grilled meat. Number three, Paula Deen's Southern Cooking Bible, one serving of her hot buffalo wings, 910 calories, 85 grams of fat, increases obesity risk right there with that one serving, it seems, right? Number two, Guy Fieri Food, the jambalaya sandwich, bacon, sausage, and sausage. Well, processed meats raise colon cancer risk. And the number one worst book of 2011, Jamie Oliver's Meals in Minutes. One serving of the meatball sandwich contains more fat than a Big Mac and more than double the calories, cholesterol, sodium, and saturated fat. And that from Jamie Oliver, the guy who wants to revolutionize school nutrition, huh? Well, obviously, these are dangerous books. It would be healthier to eat the books than themselves rather than use the recipes. At least you get some fiber out of it, right? So Kenneth G. Williams reminds us that his shirt is available from In Defense of Animals, Go Vegan, and Nobody Gets Hurt. And it was, again, a pleasure having him on the program, along with Mark Eisenhart, who was so grateful to his sponsors, Volcanic Mineral Refresher, Transition Nutrition by Divine Organics, Foods Alive, Sun Warrior, Navitas Naturals, The Feel Good World, and Replenish PDX. And if you're in the PDX area and are interested in vegan events and activities, check out Northwest Veg. In the San Francisco Bay Area, the website of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, sfvs.org. Thanks for listening. Love animals, don't eat them. And for archives and podcasts and to make a donation online, please do visit goveganradio.com. Greetings, Bob Linden here with the Go Vegan Friday feature on 960 KNEW. Don't miss Go Vegan with Bob Linden this Sunday at 3 p.m. It's Vegan Power. My guests, two vegan bodybuilders. The first ever champion bodybuilder who is vegan, the green one, Kenneth G. Williams, And Mark Eisenhart, who will be competing in the male physique competition coming up at Muscle Beach in Venice, California. What's astonishing about Mark is that not too long ago, he was a 455-pound blob suffering from 20 diseases. Also this week, do Mitt Romney's dietary habits make him unfit for office? I'll also tell you about the five unhealthiest cookbooks of 2011 and ALF activists torch 14 trucks at Harris Ranch, the huge concentration camp on Interstate 5 between the Bay Area and Los Angeles. January marks the 11th anniversary of the broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden, as heard on Air America, as heard on Green 960, as heard on The Quake, as heard on KYCY, and now on 960 KNEW, Sundays at 3 p.m. We purchased the radio airtime on behalf of animals, also on behalf of the environment and improved human health, but do the animals deserve a voice on the radio? Please say yes with a tax-deductible donation to Go Vegan Radio. Make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio. Mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. That's P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. You can also donate online at goveganradio.com. And advertise your vegan and cruelty-free products. Email me. It's bob@goveganradio.com. For vegan events around the Bay Area, visit the website of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, sfvs.org. Broadcast of Go Vegan with Bob Linden made possible by Vegetarian House, vegan, organic, world-class cuisine in downtown San Jose at 520 East Santa Clara Street. Visit vegetarianhouse.us. And by Loving Hut Vegan Restaurants, with over 200 worldwide, the first one in North America in Milpitas at 516 Barber Lane, in Palo Alto at 165 University Avenue. For the Bay Area location near you, visit lovinghut.us for San Francisco, San Jose, and Elk Grove location. For archives and podcasts, and to make a tax-deductible donation online, visit goveganradio.com.